Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, we have made it. It feels so good. It's the 18th of August, 2017. All the best technology news happened over the past 48 hours. We'll sprinkle it in there for you in about 5 minutes. Now, we didn't report this a few days ago. It's kind of like, well, big deal. Google gave Apple some money to be the default search engine on the platform. But when they've done it again with Samsung, it's like, boy, they got a lot of money to throw around, don't they? Now, just to get you caught up, Google paid Apple over $3 billion so it could remain its default search engine. However, though, they went over to Samsung and said, hey, guys, would you like the same deal? And Samsung said, yeah, pretty much, except we'd like about $500,000 more. So, yeah, Samsung received $3.5 billion. Oops, I said $500,000 a second ago. I'm at $500 million. What am I thinking? Now, this has been practiced for many years. Way back in 2014, Google paid roughly about $1 billion so they'd stay the default search engine. But apparently, the times are a-changing. I can already see Samsung and Apple's accounting offices going, what will we get next year? Y'all familiar with that new Skype sign we just love to hate on our phones now? Well, if you thought you were going to avoid it on desktop, you are wrong. Yes, that new sleek and pretty much freaking confusing Skype redesign has now made its way to our desktops. However, though, it's just beta right now. They're opening it up for preview so you can kind of get around and see how the features are. So it won't replace the standard just yet. Now, with the desktop version preview, that means you're going to get all those colorful highlights and all that crap we don't really need. Plus, it features that new Snapchat-like stories feature that we just learned to hate. Now, of course, Microsoft said the new Skype, it isn't complete yet, and there's still many features that are missing. I kind of thought it wasn't broke, no need to fix it. The rave of the eclipse coming up in the U.S. We got fake eclipse glasses being sold on Amazon that's causing so much headaches. You don't even really need to go that route. All you gotta do is go to Twitter. That's right, Twitter's gonna be teaming up with the Weather Channel, of all people, so that you can see the live feed of the upcoming eclipse on August 21st. That is, in case you didn't have access to NASA or CNN. Yeah, there's a few other places that are gonna be live streaming the eclipse, too. Now, Twitter teaming up with the Weather Channel means they're going to track the solar eclipse all across the U.S. of A. Starting out in Idaho, moving through Kentucky, Nashville, Oregon, yeah. Just some of those fine places we're going to be seeing the eclipse from. Now, those of you that don't know the time yet, yes, it kicks off at 12 Eastern Standard Time, U.S. time, on August 21st. And you probably don't want to miss it, because you probably ain't going to see it again in your lifetime. Finally, I didn't think we'd be talking about this again, but we are. Samsung batteries. Oh, God. As it seems, about 10,000 batteries for the Galaxy Note 4 are being recalled. And you gotta wonder on this Friday, who got fired at Samsung? Now, apparently right now, it's phones only refurbished through AT&T's insurance program. And apparently that was handled by the FedEx supply chain. These are the ones that are impacted for the recall. Though they aren't disputing that there could be others out there. Oh, man. Apparently some of these refurbished phones ended up with counterfeit batteries. How the hell did this happen? Now, at least the Note 4, yes, it has a replaceable battery, so this will be an easy fix. But again, Samsung, batteries. I don't know if this is ever going to end for them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our new redesigned website. Thanks to Paul Wheatley. Looks good, man. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Got a new layout. Lots of things going on over there. Of course, we got a blog still up over there. The review section's there. All the podcasts are there. Links to the Slack room. Heck, we've even got a new link to Instagram. Yes, indeed. We are on Instagram now. What took us so long? I don't know. But hey, we're there now. You can find us on Instagram at British Tech Network. We're also on Facebook still as well at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And I just mentioned it a second ago. That's our Slack room. That's where the fun is, and that's where you need to be joining us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com, or just go ahead and head on over to britishtechnetwork.com. You'll see that little Slack icon towards the top of the page there. Just click on that and get on through. The new show will be back on Tuesday. Sorry, guys. I have a bit of meetings going on.
on all freaking day Monday. I'm not looking forward to it.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to have time to get you out a new show then, but I will be back on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yes, 3 days of tech news, so I doubt it'll be done in 5 minutes. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Have a great Friday. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.